This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Kakra started preaching on the sermon titled Life Tips. He explained that it doesn't matter your age, marital status, or what you do for a living, you will come to a point in your life where you need an expert's advice. You will discover more tips as found in Jesus' words. Stay tuned in.
Tip number two, don't be a materialistic person. A materialistic person is somebody who believes that money is the most important thing in life. That is materialism. To him, it's more important than God, it's more important than friends, it's more important than being honest. I mean, money is the most important thing in this life. Jesus said, it's not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Matthew 6:25. He said, life itself is above money and material things. One of the greatest mistakes you can make in life is to make money the thing that directs you or influences every decision you make in life. Because Jesus said, life is more than what we eat. Life is more than what we drink. There is more beyond that. It's dangerous to let all your decisions be governed by how much money you're going to get. Yesterday, a young man called me in the night. This young man wants to go to one of the Arab countries to go and hustle or whatever it is. But you know, I gave him some advice and I told him what he should do. He followed my advice part of the way because he was not doing anything. So I said to him, look, try and learn something. Because he told me he wanted to go to school. So I told him that, look, from the way you are and everything, my advice to you is that you learn IT. Try and learn computers. I feel it will help you. Because right now, the whole world is moving in that direction. So I said to him, if you learn the computers, one thing that I advise you to do is to learn how to develop websites, develop applications. And I told him, websites, applications, they are two things that businesses need directly. So I said to him, if you develop that skill, when you go to school and you develop that skill, after, you will find a job. Because there will be people who will need your services. So he listened to me. So he started following it. So he calls me and he says, look, he's leaving and he's going to hustle or whatever. Then I said to him, what about the advice I gave to you? I made you go to school. You are in the school. You haven't finished. Now you are moving. You are going to look for money. And I said to him, I think we're making a mistake. But he said to me, oh, no, but you know, he has to go. He has to go and get the money, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. So I said to him, well, I pray that God will have mercy on you and keep you in the way. But as I thought about it, I realized that the advice I gave to him, there was no immediate financial reward. So it looks like bad advice because there was no immediate financial reward. So somebody else comes and comes with another plan that just next week, after you work 1 week, we will find some dollars for you. You put it in your pocket. So that one looks more appealing. So immediately, he responds to it. That's a materialistic decision. Which is, all your decisions are governed by money. It's one of the biggest mistakes you can ever make in life. Why? Because Jesus said, life is more than money. It's more than meat. It's more than drink. It's more than money. Why do you think billionaires commit suicide? Because it's more than money. In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, let's read the scripture. Jesus said, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Same thing. He said, don't be a materialistic person. Somebody who sees money as the ultimate thing, there is nothing left. And Jesus said, life is not like that. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. In the society, he was a good businessman. This man in the Bible. Smart businessman. CEO of the year. Company. Great profits. Share prices. Moving up. Doing well. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have nowhere to bestow my food. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and I will build greater barns. He was planning, making his strategic forecast for the year. And when he forecasted, he said, we are going to grow the company by 25%. We are leveraging on certain things. Only thing he thinks about is money. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Which means that for many years, his sole purpose in life is just to find money. He said, then after I'll say, take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But do you know God's comment about the CEO of the year? The one that they were praising in the newspapers and in the TV, and he was receiving an award that he was the CEO of the year? God said he's a fool. He was not a fool because he was a CEO. He was a fool because he was materialistic. From the time I was young, there were people who were older than me, grown-ups. And sometimes when I look at their lives, it serves as a lesson because I remember. There are people who don't even have time for their own children. They don't even talk to them, play with them, laugh with them, teach them, because they are busy making money. What is the use of having so much money and having children who are useless, wayward? What are you going to do with that money? I saw people travel overseas and leave their babies behind for 20 years, 22 years. I saw the little babies grow to become young men on drugs. And after finding that money for 25 years and coming back, the people they were looking for the money for, already they were gone, destroyed. Materialism, it kills people. That's why God called him what? A big, fat fool. Put your hands together for Jesus. Big, fat fool. I didn't say it, God said it. Many things in life, really, they are free. I always say, the nice things in life, most of them are free. Joy is free. To have a good marriage, you don't need a lot of money. You need some money, but you don't need a lot of money to have a good marriage. You need to be a nice person to have a good marriage. You don't need to have a lot of money to have a good marriage. I can be living in one room and enjoy my life. Nice room. It's not big. At least it's clean. Organized with my wife that I love. On Saturdays, we can go to the beach with our towel and have a picnic. I don't need a whole lot of money to do that. I don't. You need God. You need peace of mind. You need rest. You need health. All these things are gifts from God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not materialism, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So even if you are looking for money so much, even Sunday you can't come to church. You're making a very big mistake. Big mistake. Why? It affects your relationship with God. So Jesus said, you should watch materialism. It destroys people. And a lot of blessings in life, peace, joy, all those things, happiness, they are intangible things. They come from God. You can be a millionaire and lead a wretched life and be miserable. Materialism. Wow. Number three, prioritize. Prioritize means you should be able to arrange things. What is the most important thing? You should be able to rank things. What comes first? What comes second? What comes third? So Jesus said in verse 33, seek ye first. In other words, you should have your priorities right. When you are dressing, you should prioritize. I mean, you could come to church, wear your trousers and wear your pants over your trousers. Same clothes you are wearing, but the arrangement is wrong. You could come to church, you wear your shoes, then after you wear your socks. I mean, people will take you to the asylum. They say, this guy, there's something wrong with him. So Jesus said, you have to arrange your life. You must prioritize. know what is important, what's the most important thing, and also to have specific things in specific quantities. Too much of everything is bad. It doesn't matter what it is. Too much of everything is bad. Even if you are a worker, and every day you are sitting in church from Monday to Sunday, you are doing something wrong. Too much of everything is bad. So we need to prioritize. Because when you prioritize, it brings balance into your life. And there's one thing I've noticed in life. If you cannot balance your life, your Christian life, your marriage, your children, your business, whatever, if you cannot prioritize, you cannot balance, one area will go off. And when one area goes off or becomes problematic, it will begin to act like a cancer. That problematic place will begin to spread and start to attack the healthy parts. That is why you cannot leave any area of your life unattended. Otherwise, it can act like a cancer. So we need to prioritize and we need to balance our lives. So Jesus said, things have to be arranged in order. I feel that the first person in your life is God himself. So it says, seek first the kingdom of God, number one. In the Bible, one person that I felt was able to prioritize and balance his life well is Job. And the reason I say that is that even God praised him. He praised him, he praised his family, he praised, he said, this man is a good example. Job 1:1, the Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. The first thing the Bible says about Job is his relationship with God. It says he feared God and eschewed evil. The next thing that the Bible talks about is his family. It said the man had a wonderful family. Number two, the third thing that the Bible talks about is his business. He had his priorities right. God, his family, his business, then goes to his friends and other things. If we are not able to prioritize and balance our lives, a cancer will develop somewhere. You can be a good Christian, but if financially you suffer, that financial problem will begin to affect your Christianity. It will begin to spread. Are you understanding me? So at the end of the day, you need to keep your eye on so many balls at the same time and apply the required energy and time to all the other areas so that you can keep things balanced. Otherwise, a false balance is abomination to the Lord. You must watch everything.
Thanks for joining us. Join us same time for another exciting encounter with Kakwabeden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of blood cancer. He said, dear prophet, I had a friend who was diagnosed with blood cancer and was given 3 months to live. I encouraged my friend for prayer and you prayed for my friend. And after your prayer, my friend started getting better and better and better and better. Now to the glory of God, my friend is healed and is normal. She's now lived close to 1 year, although she was given only 3 months to live. She's alive, strong, and doing very well. I want to give God the praise. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's a wonderful testimony. Cancer of the blood healed.
The message you just heard is available on the Kakwabeden Air Power app. Download the Kakwabeden Air Power app on Google Play Store or the App Store. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabeden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.